Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining both of us right now, actually all of us, is Morgan Wright. Morgan's a cybersecurity expert, maybe helps us shed some light on all of these hacks that have been going on. Everybody is being hacked, even the NFL. Morgan, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Just fine, although I did that little check on Equifax and found out that I, too, have been compromised. I can get 1 year of free monitoring from Equifax. How does this potentially affect me, though, down the road? Is this going to maybe pop up 10 years from now?
Well, look, if you can't trust Equifax's paid products, you surely can't trust their free products. So I've run away from anything they've tried to offer, but you're right. Look, here, give you a quick example. Mark Zuckerberg, 4.5 years ago, had an account on LinkedIn when LinkedIn was hacked. He had a pretty bad password back then, D-A-D-A-D-A. 4 years later, his account was hacked using that same password. This information has a shelf life. Our passwords, you can no more change your name and date of birth, you know, in all of these systems. So it has a very long shelf life, and we don't have any idea what it's being used for. Who's behind it is really going to tell us what the intended purpose is. If it's a nation state like China, North Korea is going to try to monetize it because they need the money, but China, Russia, they're going to mine it for intelligence purposes. So some of this information may never see the light of day because it's being fed into some of our adversaries' intelligence operations.
There's some conversation out of the White House and their cybersecurity concerns that maybe it's time to retire the Social Security number system and move on to something that has more sincere security. Do you think that'd be a good idea?
Absolutely. We should have done that a long time ago. Look, it took Congress finally realizing, oh, we shouldn't put the Social Security numbers on the front of Medicaid cards, you know, before they decided to, they had to pass a law to remove that off of there. So, yeah, the numbers were never designed to be a form of identification. You know, you don't have to give it to your doctor. You don't have to give it to your plumber, your dentist. We need to find a different way. And I'll tell you, part of this is going to involve things like what Estonia does, where they have a digital services card, a digital ID card. I actually happen to be an e-resident of Estonia. So you have a PIN, you have a card, one PIN for authorization, one for authentication. And we're going to have to start using some technology to be able to protect ourselves. But the use of numbers to identify ourselves, yeah, that should have gone away a long time ago.
What do you think? What do you make of Yahoo here? I mean, I want to stretch this out. So Equifax, of course, losing, you know, hundreds of millions of people's data here and sensitive data because they're a credit monitoring service. And then you've got Yahoo, who now we find out something like 3 billion accounts affected by their data breach. How serious is the Yahoo side of this?
Look, there is they've done some studies, IBM, in this place called the Ponemon Institute, and they calculate the cost of data breaches per record, and the average right now is about $141 per record. So if you think about that in $3 billion, that's an awful lot of potential impact. But my first rule of data breaches has always been never trust the original number. It is always higher. Equifax's was higher. Remember when Yahoo came out, they said it's only $1 billion. Well, it's still $1 billion out of $3 billion, but now we find all of these things. Look, we have to change how we do things. I've worked with Congress before to suggest changes to accountability and to auditing, and one of the things I've suggested and I think we need to implement is a digital version of Sarbanes-Oxley. If you can go to jail for mismanaging money, you ought to go to jail for mismanaging data, because that is now the new currency of the realm. Your information, your data is far more valuable than that dollar you're carrying in your pocket, because I can only spend that dollar once. I can spend your data over and over and over again.
Well, isn't that what Google and Facebook figured out some time ago, and that's why they're two of the richest companies on planet Earth?
And now, what happened with the NFL?
Here's the thing, too. By now, have people not figured out you have to secure your data when it's especially on an Amazon server? So what happened is there's about 1,100 accounts up there. And what somebody did is they left a server with all this information stored in the cloud, the Amazon cloud, unsecured. It's like saying, hey, we're going to put all your money, put it in our bank, but we leave the door open. We leave the combination to the lock, you know, taped to the front door, and we give you the keys to the front door. You've got to take some steps to secure this stuff when you're going to post it in the cloud. And as the NFL Players Association and the other people, in a sense, too, shame on them. They just trusted it went up there. They're going to have to get, people need to start getting third parties and other folks to, the old Reagan motto, trust but verify. Yeah, I trust you, but I'm going to verify that you've actually done this or that it's been secured the way it needs to be. Some of the stuff, to use an NFL term, this is a rookie mistake, and this never should have happened.
Let's talk about the consumer side of this, because people are like obviously very upset that all of the people who are supposed to be in charge and know what they're doing are failing at their jobs. But when it comes to what we can personally do, for instance, I use like two-step authentication on as many services as I can use. What are the steps that consumers can take to protect themselves?
Well, look, Vince, you're ahead of 99% of the computing public. That's actually one of the things I talk about, increased use of two-factor authentication. I've got a free password course out there. It's just called freepasswordcourse.com. It's how to set and remember very strong passwords. You put that in combination with two-factor authentication, you've just elevated your game. Do things like make sure all of your data is encrypted in motion or in rest. There's plenty of services out there that offer what they call virtual private networking. For goodness sakes, people, quit clicking on links from people who claim to be a Nigerian prince and you've inherited $50 million. I've never met a single person who's made $1 million off of clicking links and emails. So quit clicking that stuff and back up your data. You know, the most effective response to ransomware isn't to back up your data. It's to not click on the link in the first place. But if you do, make sure you have your data backed up, like MedStar out here in the capital region. When they got attacked, they were down for a couple of days, but they had all their information backed up and they were able to restore it.
We talked about
if you just do some simple steps, it's going to be, you can protect yourself.
We talked about password protection recently, and some experts pointing out that those random passwords that are like 7 characters long are nowhere near as effective as just coming up with like a sentence and writing it out completely that's like, say, 20 characters long. What's your position on that?
Actually, and that's part of what I address in the course. Look, if you use the same password for everything, every time you reuse that password, even if it's a strong one, you decrease the effectiveness by 50%. So that has to be a way to remember a passphrase and then a unique way to identify the accounts you're logging into. So because if I get one password compromised, now I have to go through and I have to change all my accounts. It's like having the same credit card tied to every single one of your accounts. If the credit card gets compromised, you got to change everything. Might be a good, strong credit card. So, I mean, there's a couple theories. I have my own, but I've tested this. I used to teach out at the NSA, National Cryptologic School, behavior analysis. We've looked at how people remember things, how they do things. And so, but I would prefer that just passwords just go away. If we can get better at using technology and biometrics, you know, and other forms of authentication, I would prefer passwords go away, because that is still today one of the weakest links that people use. And they think that if they change their password every 90 days, they're safer. They're absolutely not. A lot of studies out there show every time, if you have one of these policies that say change every 90 days, passwords actually get weaker, not stronger, and there's no science behind why you need to change it.
I'm going to open up a company and we're just going to have file folders with everybody's information written down on it, and you literally have to break into my office in order to get it.
Oh, that'll be fun to watch.
It's probably more secure. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
All right, Morgan Wright, cybersecurity expert and WMAL guest today. Thank you very much for stopping by.
You bet, Vincent Murray. Thank you. Good morning.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.